That seemed like a full 60 minutes.
Yeah, full 60 minutes, you know, and I thought that Binghamton played pretty well in the early in the second period, and then we got a power play, and we didn't score, but we had some really good scoring chances, and we moved the puck around, and that gave us momentum also. You know, a big goal by David Broll, you know, towards the end of the second period, you know, to give us the lead there after two, and when you have the lead after two on the road, you know, like you have to come up with the 2 points, which we did in Albany, and you know, we, you know, those are painful lessons to learn, but you know, I think that tonight we did a really good job and got a big goal with the third goal, and then the power play goal gave us you know, a big cushion there. So you know, all in all, you know, we had some good efforts from a lot of players.
Power play unit still seems to be clicking.
Well, I mean, we have guys that can make passes and guys that can shoot. So you know, we can score some goals in different ways, and you know, we have Barbario back there that you know, calm things down too. And you know, with some young guys with Sherbach, Hudon, and even with that, you know, tonight, and we have a big man in front of the net with McCarron, and even the other unit, they had some scoring chances too with De La Rose, Freiberg, and Matteau. And you know, Matteau had you know, a big goal when you know, they reviewed the goal, and if they weren't going to review it, I was going to challenge it. So it's something I can challenge. So, you know, there's not too many things we can challenge, you know, for a video review, but that was one of them. But, you know, the referees, you know, saw it, and they wanted to review it themselves. So, but, you know, it's a big win for us.
Sherbach and Hudon again tonight, both with really clutch goals. Are you pleased with how both of them are progressing this season?
Yeah. No, they, you know, they score big goals for us, you know, and on the power play, they're doing a good job, and, you know, played at different positions too on the power play. You know, Charles was playing on a point tonight, you know, to replace Terry, who got called up yesterday, and you know, we got a big goal.
Going kind of along with that though, you have everyone's producing. It's not just a couple of key guys, and how does that make your job a little bit easier when you've got everybody producing?
Well, you know, when you have a team that you know, that have four lines that can you know, that can give you some good hockey, you know, it's great to have. And you know, even tonight, you know, with the game-winning goal with our fourth line, you know, and the shot from the point, we're crashing the net and getting rebound, and you know, that's what you need. You know, you need guys that step up and you know, fill some roles, and sometimes, you know, it's different roles than you used to. But you know, we're really pleased with the effort tonight, and you know, it was like you said earlier, it was just full 60 minutes.
So looking ahead now, you've got Rochester and then a back-to-back with Toronto. So
yeah.
What will be the challenges with that, or?
Well, Roch, you know, we played them twice in our building earlier, and they're a good team. They're a team that have a lot of speed. So we're gonna have to be ready and have you know, a very, very good puck management throughout the ice, and to make sure that we don't you know, we don't turn the puck over, and you know, play in their zone as much as possible. And they have a good goaltender with Ullmark, and we're gonna have to test them.